Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark. You're listening to the Texans Today podcast. This is Drew Doherty. On Wednesday at the Methodist Training Center, the Texans practiced, and afterwards, head coach Gary Kubiak took questions from the media.
What is the situation with BC and Barber?
Well, obviously, John's reps are picking up. You know, we're going to rotate guys, Mark. We're going to play them all, but John's earned the right to get on the field some more. So we'll work this week and we'll see where we're at.
After the difference from week one to week two, and Matt, are you just looking for more consistency there?
Yeah, I mean, but that's with the whole team, you know. But Matt played, you know, extremely well against a fine defensive football team. So you know, hopefully, it built his confidence. And I think obviously his ankles. You know, pretty dang close to 100% now, so I just think it felt a lot better going into the game.
You said on Monday that was probably one of his best games, and now he's been honored as the player of the week.
That's why it's the best game I've seen him play since I've been here. I mean, it's a tough environment, and part of his task was to protect the ball, not go down with the ball, sacks, all those things that, you know, that feed a home team, you know. So I thought he did a great job of that, and you know, that's the key for him becoming a better quarterback is protecting the football. So, you know, it's a big step in the right direction and, you know, nice reward for it.
Have you seen a lot of growth in him from when you first
started? Yeah, I mean, he's so sharp. He can handle so many things. He handles the team extremely well in a hostile environment. As a coach, you don't have to worry about calls. You don't have to worry about anything. So he's really grown up and, you know, I don't know what the number is, but I want to say his starts in the NFL are probably not even approaching 30 yet, so he's still a very young player.
Gary, can you talk about your running attack on offense and what you want to try to do to pick them?
Well, you know, obviously we haven't been very good, Mark. You know, we're last in the league, like I said. We played two good defensive football teams. Got to give them a lot of credit. But bottom line, we haven't created enough space for Steve or Chris or whoever it is. But we got to stay committed to it, to be willing to grind it out until some big plays come and it gets back on track. And, you know, none more important than doing it this week.
Just about execution?
Well, yeah, it's a combination of things, Mark. But it really running the ball is just being committed to it. And, you know, you can go out there and have a bunch of ugly twos and threes, but all of a sudden you bust one and it goes 40 or 50, then the average looks good. So that's commitment to running the football. And as I said, I don't think we were there a few weeks ago. I think we did commit to it the other day. Even though it wasn't good, it did help us win the football game.
But defensively against the run as well, you stop most of them, you give up the real big plays.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I think three plays accounted for 220 yards the other day. And I think if you take three plays out of the Jets game, you probably half the yardage we're giving up as a football team this year has been on maybe six or seven plays. So, you know, we're giving up big plays, and some of that's assignment. That's why we're continuing to practice in a hostile environment. Even though we're playing at home, we've got some communication issues. So got to get those solved and line up and play. And, you know, you don't want to come out of games saying, well, we just busted. You want to say, hey, we got beat there, you know. So,
and the difference in the team's demeanor maybe this week after last week?
Well, obviously, guys bounced around a little bit today, you know, feeling better about themselves coming out of that game. But, you know, we got another tough opponent this week, presents some of the same problems some of the things we're having big problems with, they present for us, you know, running the football, getting after the quarterback. So, you know, we need to have a good week of work, and we had a good day today.
Can you talk about Studdard and how he might be able to help you in the run game?
Well, he's, you know, John, it's interesting how things work. I mean, he's earned his keep. I mean, he had a great camp, played like a starter throughout training camp. You know, all of a sudden we lose Chester. He's ready to go. He went in the other day. There was no flinching or anything we were doing. He went in there and did his job, and he's going to play extremely hard. He brings an attitude to the group. He's going to make a few mistakes because this will be his first start. But I know one thing, he'll give us everything he's got.
Beasting seems to be the same type of guy. You're talking about his attitude. What is it like about him? Because you said he's been making plays since.
Well, he just, you know, there's some people in this league that good things find him. You know, he's kind of like a ball magnet. The ball tends to come to him, tip to him, whatever the case may be. And I think it comes from a lot of hard work and a lot of study, and you're really sharp on the game, diagnoses things very early. Everybody in the secondary trusts him to get him in the right spot. So, you know, with that's going to come some more responsibility. We'll see how he handles him.
Reeves, is he going to get in this one?
We'll see. He practiced pretty good today, John. He's obviously better than last week. The dilemma we're going to have when Jock is ready to go and healthy, somebody's got to go down. So sorting through that right now, I think we got to make sure Jock is 100% before we make that decision.
Would Beasing start?
We'll see. He's definitely going to play tomorrow. We'll see how that goes.
Kevin
practiced fine today. So that's a big step in the right direction. Last week there was a setback on Wednesday. None this week. Andre Davis practiced. Sean Cody, very limited in practice. So, we'll keep up with him day to day. Who else am I missing?
Molden.
Molden's still not practicing. He had to come a long way to be ready to go Sunday.
It hurt him to miss so much time.
Molden? It hurts a lot, John. I mean, just conditioning, being involved with football, those type of things. And sometimes when you're coming off an injury like that, something else happens to you. Maybe you're overcompensating for one reason or another. But I would expect him to be back pretty quick. This week, I don't know.
We appreciate you listening to the Texans Today podcast. Make sure you stay here at HoustonTexans.com for all the information you could ever want to know about your favorite team. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.
Ball time in Houston.